Accompanied by his wife and attorney, Texas oilman Oscar Wyatt arrived at federal court unsure what his sentence would be. Wyatt had already pleaded guilty to conspiracy in a scheme to defraud the massive oil for food assistance program. Prosecutors presented evidence of Wyatt talking with Saddam Hussein about access to Iraqi oil, skirting international sanctions. Another Wyatt attorney called the 83-year-old tycoon an American hero and noted letters of support from celebrities and ordinary citizens who said Wyatt saved or changed their lives. Among the letter writers, heart specialist Michael DeBakey and actress Farrah Fawcett. Wyatt stood before the judge, breaking into tears, the World War II fighter pilot saying, "I would never do anything to hurt my country." He apologized to friends and family. Can you explain in what you said in court apologizing for the cameras over here?
Why should I apologize to you?
No. Judge Denny Chin heavily praised Wyatt's past humanitarian acts, but said the oil trader clearly broke the law, defrauding the oil for food program. He added, considering Wyatt's background, it's still hard to understand why he did it. The judge went lighter than the recommended sentencing guidelines, ordering Wyatt to serve a prison term of 1 year.
Well, it was not what I would have liked, but it was a fair situation as far as I'm concerned. I think the judge did the best he could do with what he had to work with.
Wyatt's Texas socialite wife was pleased since her husband could have faced 2 years or more in prison.
I'm just so proud of my husband. When the judge was talking about him, I was ready to just burst.
Wyatt's sentencing comes 2 weeks after Chevron Oil admitted obtaining Iraqi oil illegally through third parties and paid $30 million in penalties. Wyatt's lawyers said in court, in effect, everyone was doing it.
This doesn't excuse what Mr. Wyatt did, but it was the culture of the marketplace.
Wyatt also agreed to forfeit $11 million to the government. After pleading guilty in October, Wyatt told reporters he didn't want to waste any more time at 83 years old. The quicker it's over, the better. Wyatt will serve his time in his native Texas at a minimum security prison camp. Richard Roth, CNN, New York.